The question today is, what does the term premillennial mean? Well, I looked up in the dictionary just to start there as far as giving you a definition of this. The word millennial is in the dictionary means pertaining to the millennium. The word millennium is a word that's used to denote 1,000 years or 1,000-year period of time. And there are 1,000-year period of time spoken of in the Bible. At least it's the same one, I think, spoken of more than once. But especially in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse number 2. And by the way, the word millennial is not in the Bible. The principle is here in this 1,000-year period of time. Listen to this. In verse number 2 of chapter number 20 of Revelations, "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, or a millennium, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years were fulfilled, should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loose for a season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads and in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Verse 7 says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison." So the word 1,000 years there, or the word for millennium, is used several times in that in those verses. Now, you the terms ask, or what the question is, what does the term millennial mean, premillennial mean? Well, the word pre is the word which it means before. So you put the two terms together, the word pre and the word millennial, and what it means is, it's a teaching that the Lord Jesus will come back for his saints before the 1,000-year reign of Christ upon this earth. In other words, so there's believed to be a time, 1,000 years that's in the future, in which we call the millennial reign of Christ. That's called the millennium. And that will be, in pre-millennial view, means he's coming back before for his saints. And by the way, he'll rule from his father David's throne, that 1,000 years there in Jerusalem. Now, as we look at think about this, there's three schools of thought. And I'm not much to study in the schools of thought that's in error, or those that's counterfeit, because I know the man one time from a state down south went to the FBI school. They had hired him to learn to detect counterfeit money. And so he came back after 3 months of studying to detect counterfeit money, and his dad, being a simple country man, said, "Son," said, "what does counterfeit money look like?" He said, "Dad, I don't know." He said, "Son, didn't they hire you to learn to detect counterfeit money?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Well, how come?" He said, "What have you been doing these 3 months?" He said, "I've been studying to detect counterfeit money." He said, "Well, what does it look like?" He said, "Dad, I don't know." He said, "Well, son, what have they been teaching you?" He said, "Dad, they've been teaching me for 3 months what the real looks like. And we are handled the real. And we know what the real looks like. So anytime counterfeit shows up, makes no difference how it is or what it is, we know it's not real. Therefore, if it's not real, it's counterfeit." Too many people today are trying to study a lot of things that's not biblical, and other theories and other doctrines, and wants to know what this belief. If the devil can keep you running rampant across the country trying to find out whatever denomination believes and keep you away from the real, you'll wind up worse than a termite in a yo-yo. You'll be confused, and you'll have no real footing, no solid footing. And so I don't try to study a lot after the other the theories, I guess you could say, but I'll mention them here just so you'll be familiar with them. There's three schools of thought concerning the millennium reign of Christ. One is, it's called the premillennial view. Another is called the postmillennial view. And then there's the amillennial view. As we think about that, and just what little I know, and it's very little, but I can't find it in the Scripture, these other two views. I believe the premillennial view is to be what God's Word teaches us, and I'm going to stay with that because I've got the Bible to base it up. I've got the Holy Spirit, who's the originator of the Word, who's living inside my heart to tell us what the Word, what He meant by these things, and so they agree, and I'll stay with that. But just to mention these, so the postmillennial view is the word "post" means after. So what the postmillennial view is, it means that they're saying that Christ will come back for His saints after the millennium reign. And what they teach, of course, in that postmillennial view is that when Jesus came the first advent upon this earth, which is the time when He came robed in flesh for a period of 33 years, died on the cross of Calvary, and left and ascended back into heaven, that God set up His millennium reign. Well, folks, the Bible made it very clear that that 1,000 years, that the devil's going to be bound for that 1,000 years. And you and I know good and well that the devil's not been bound these last 2,000 years, because it's been 2,000 years almost since Christ died on the cross. So the devil wasn't bound, and that doesn't fit Scripture. So therefore, and by the way, a lot of people after the first 1,000 years of the New Testament age, or the grace age, the church age, after that came, there was some who realized something wasn't right because the 1,000 years had come and gone, and still the Lord had not come back again. Well, He's coming back for His saints one day, but then He'll set up His millennium reign. Now, the all-millennial view, I don't understand this one, it even makes less sense than the post-millennial view, because the word "ah" just means there is no millennium. They say that the terms you're reading in the book of Revelation and other places where it talks about Jesus ruling and reigning, especially in Revelation 20, where I just spoke of, it says that's not literal, that's just figurative language. Now, I know there's some things in Revelation that are figurative languages, and it'll tell you whether it's figurative or not. It'll say such things as it was like. For instance, in chapter 4 of Revelation, it talks about that there was a voice like a trumpet. It didn't say it was a trumpet. It's figurative in that sense. It was just a loud, booming voice that came to John, and he was caught up. And so there's a lot of people basing a lot of things, trying to wrest or twist the Scriptures to fit their own need. Folks, we don't need to twist the Scriptures. We just need to find out what the Lord said, because that's the one we're going to have to face. That's a plumb line we're going to have to match up to one day. And so therefore, the 1,000-year reign of Christ is something that's literal, because He spoke it there. The devil would be bound after the Lord comes back for His saints. And there is no such thing as no millennium, because there is a millennium mentioned in the Bible. In fact, it's described in Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 6 through 10. And by the way, there's many descriptions in the Old Testament prophets of things that point to the millennium reign, what's going to happen. And this is one of the best. I'll just read this one in Isaiah 11, verse number 6 in Isaiah chapter 11. He said, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. A little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of an asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice. Then they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. And in that day there shall come a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign for the people." In other words, it's talking about something literally that's going to be a time of peace and prosperity, a time when there's no tempter to pull and seducer. He'll be bound. The devil will be bound. And so this description is of something that's literal. When the lion and the lamb and the bear and the cows all eat straw, and they'll not eat each other. They'll be like they were before the flood. They'll not be carnivorous. And the child can play on the hole of an asp, which is the most poisonous Egyptian cobra there is. And there's no harm in his bite. That's not going to be in heaven, but that's going to be up on this earth. It's going to be a literal reign, and the Bible speaks about how that we're going to rule and reign with the Lord, because He's coming back in the rapture for the saints of God, and then there will be a judgment seat of Christ in heaven, and on this earth wrath will be poured out, and the saints of God will not suffer that wrath. After the judgment seat in heaven, there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. In Revelation 19, He'll come back down to this earth, and they'll ensue the Battle of Armageddon, where there'll be multitudes die in that valley. All of them will die, but there'll be some literal physical bodied people that's going to go through the wrath of God into the millennium reign of Christ, into the millennium, if you please, and that thousand-year reign, and they're going to repopulate the earth, and there'll be no tempter, so they'll worship the Lord for 1,000 years as He sets up on His father David's throne there in Jerusalem. Now, the Bible tells us parables, and parable is something, a window through which to see truth. So the parable of the pounds that he gives us, He gave each man a pound, and He came back for a time of reckoning. And there was one man who had increased tenfold, and one man who had increased five, and one man who had increased nothing. He'd hid his. And to the two men, the first said to the one who increased ten, "Well done, in essence, I'll make you ruler over 10 cities. And to the five, I'll make you ruler over 5 cities. And, of course, the one who was not didn't do anything, he took his away, his pound away, and gave it to the one who had 10. More or less, it'll be like it'll be a servitude in the time of the millennium reign, because you'll suffer loss because you didn't utilize what God gave you. And that's talking to the saints of God, I do believe. And so, therefore, when are we going to rule over those cities? When's that man going to rule over his 10 cities? When's that man going to rule over his 5? In the millennium reign of Christ. We'll rule and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also mentions some things about the meek inheriting the earth. It said in Psalms 37, verse number 9, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth." Verse 11 of Psalm 37, he said, "But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." Then when Jesus was upon the Mount of what we call the Mount of Beatitudes, and He gave those blessings, He said in verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And the meek means those that's been saved by the grace of God. In other words, that's those who have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And so the meek's going to inherit. And we're going to rule and reign with Jesus 1,000 years upon this earth. It's called the premillennial reign of Christ. And that's where I stand, where the Bible stands, in the premillennial view of Christ. And I think the reason some turn to the all-millennial is because of the easy believism has moved in our churches and filled them full of lost people, even to the pulpit. And people are following man-made doctrines and worshiping a doctrine instead of the God of the doctrines, and come up with things to fit their own needs. I believe in the premillennial view of Christ. He's coming back, and the saints will go up with Him, and then He'll rule and reign, and we will rule with Him. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.